Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Susan Vitale is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Susan is a new friend. She's Chief Marketing Officer at ICIMS, which is an organization that's a technology/human resources organization that helps companies like yours and mine find the best people and put the best people in the right assignments, and so everybody can get along and be productive. Right, Susan?
That's exactly right. ICIMS provides software that helps you find the right candidates and hopefully gets everybody to get along, too.
There you go. Well, it's good to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
So, thanks so much for having me.
So tell us what you're seeing out there. We know that unemployment is still tough. We've got a chronic situation in America right now where we've got millions of people who are unemployed, but we've got millions more who are underemployed. And at the same time, we've got this weird situation, Susan, where there may be 4 or 5 million jobs openings going wanting. What are we going to do about all this?
Yeah, I think you raise a good point. There is still an unemployment issue, an underemployment issue, but we're also seeing that there are some companies that are hiring like crazy and can't find great talent fast enough. So they're looking to technology and otherwise to help fill those seats. But I think the reality is, whether people are employed or not, we're seeing that more than 60% of people are actively looking for a new job or at least open to new opportunities, whether because of salary and benefits or job
responsibilities. So you're saying 60% of people with jobs are looking?
Yeah, it's a combination of those employed and unemployed,
unemployed.
Sort of these passive candidates who are always kicking tires, always open to new opportunities. So there is great talent to be had. Just how do we make sure we can connect the right talent with the right opportunity at the right time and, of course, figure out that ever-elusive cultural fit as well?
Well, I want to talk about the cultural thing in a minute, but would you say the people who have job openings who aren't getting those jobs filled, how much of that is a real true chronic issue right now where we don't have qualified people, and how much of it is that those people aren't looking in the right places?
I think it's a bit of a mix. Certainly some industries have very hard to fill positions, and there can certainly be a skills gap. For a long time, people have spoken about baby boomers moving out who have these very specialized skill sets and new generations coming in who just don't have the experience or the skill sets to fill those voids. But we're also seeing a lot of organizations just aren't looking in the right places for talent or really don't have a strategy to ensure that they're always in front of talent who might be kicking tires, who might just be always looking. We feel like they're not really putting together an effective program to ensure they're always in communication or in a constant dialogue with potential candidates for later on.
Should those people be changing their practices? Do they need to add new technology? What should they be doing?
I think they do. A lot of times people refer to recruiters within organizations as sales reps, very similar to salespeople in that you're trying to sell candidates on the culture and the organization. But just like sales has changed over time, we're seeing that recruiting is too, and marketing needs to play a much bigger role than it ever has.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that there is an employment brand out there, that candidates are being nurtured through candidate relationship management technology, similar to a CRM that sales reps and marketers use today.
So you're saying today, with the unique and basically dysfunctional unemployment situation we have right now, and unemployment/employment situation right now, that in order to be successful, we've got to get a lot more sophisticated.
Absolutely, 100%. Candidates are really consumers at the end of the day. So similar practices that sales and marketing use to reach consumers need to be employed for recruitment too.
Well, you know, the last time, it's been a while now, but I remember not that long ago, I'm going to say 4 or 5 years ago, we put an ad in the paper for resumes.
Uh-huh.
and we didn't have that high of a requirement. You know, it wasn't like they need to be, you know, rocket scientists or anything. And we didn't get we got lots of resumes in. We didn't get a single one that was qualified for our job. And so we wound up having to say, okay, we need to make sure we're looking in the right place. We need to look for love. We were looking for love in the wrong places, weren't we? And so what you're saying is do that, not only do that with your practices. And so what we wound up doing, we wound up isolating where we thought the people we needed would be hanging out, so to speak. And we started going there, and we started getting good candidates.
Exactly. You're putting marketing practices to work.
Onto that, you're saying there's technology that can help, too.
Yeah, it's certainly this concept of fish where the fish are. We put together a research book. We surveyed thousands of people for this and found that job seekers really don't want to send in traditional mail resumes or apply in person at a kiosk, if you will, within a store. They're looking to do this electronically, whether by email or by completing an online application.
Well, you're talking about job applicants want to do this.
Correct. Exactly.
Okay, how do they get to, all right, so what are the, so they want to go online and fill out an application?
They do, as long as that application isn't crazy long. And we're seeing that some employers put every question under the sun into that employment application, hoping that they can filter through those candidates, which is a good
idea. But doesn't the employer get to decide who, where, and when?
Ultimately, they do, but the candidates might be coming to that career site or that careers page online and dropping off because the application process is simply too long or they don't have all the information.
But isn't that possibly part of the plan, as you kind of indicated, that they don't want people who can't stay on task? If they can't stay on task to fill out an application for a job they want, we don't need them. They're saving us time, right?
Absolutely. You certainly want the ones that want the job and are dialed in enough to fill out the entire employment application. You just want to make sure that the questions you ask are really relevant questions.
No, right. In other words, don't make them feel like you're jerking them around as long as they feel like they're doing something productive, right?
Right. The vast majority of candidates are applying for jobs during the week, either after they're already working or it's a job in and itself. So you want to make sure that you're taking care of those candidates, even if they're not all the right fit for you. They could eventually buy from your company, and you really just want to make sure you're putting a good taste in their mouth, even if they're not the ones hired.
I mean, Susan, what's the fun of having a gauntlet if it's not a real gauntlet, right?
Yeah, we need obstacle courses for these
That's
folks.
Right. When we come back, I want to ask Susan about that... that cultural thing, that generational thing. This will be fun when we come back with Susan Vitale. She is with ICIMS. She's Chief Marketing Officer there. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. And I wouldn't be doggone. Hey,
hey, I belong. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.